From the NEI studios in the heart of Boston, Massachusetts, it's Late Night Liam with Liam Stryker. On tonight's show, there is an announced runtime for Avengers Endgame, the retirement of Rob Gronkowski, and we take questions from fans on Twitch. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the star of the show, Liam Stryker!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined as always by the one, the only, the lovable, the huggable, the incomparable, Bill Neville. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Liam. How are you?
I'm doing great.
We're back.
We are back. It's a, it was a interesting week last week.
It sure was.
I had a lot going on.
We all did.
As we all do and, all the time.
And Mike was in Vegas, Mike so that threw off the movie show that, schedule.
Right. That threw off that. I was helping inner city children learn how to make movies.
Look at you.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I didn't realize I was still on. I had that open for the open.
So the reason why we weren't able to do this show last week, for those of you who were like, why weren't you able to do the show last week?
We got a lot of that.
Yeah, we did. The reason why is because I was working with a an inner city art school here in Massachusetts, in Boston, and part of the program that they are making is every year they make a CD.
Okay.
Right. And so it's different every year. And this year it was a spoken word CD. And so they pick a couple of the songs.
Okay.
And they basically hire a bunch of professionals to teach the students how to produce a high quality like music video.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So we produce a high quality music video for these artists and these children. And in return, you know, they get to learn how to, you know, how a real set works and all that stuff.
That's pretty cool.
So it was really cool. And so it was really fun. The spoken word piece that we were talking or we did was on ethnic hair.
Oh, wow.
So it was, you know, it was cool. It was powerful. It was interesting. And, you know, I look forward to seeing the finished piece.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just shooting it. So I won't, you know, I have like the raw footage, but I don't. I won't be cutting it together.
Some, sure.
A professional editor will be coloring and cutting the whole thing together. But you know, it was really cool. We had equipment donated from production houses, you know, in and around the Boston area.
That's awesome.
And so that was really, really fun.
Did your company help out with that?
My company did.
That's cool.
So that was that. You know, ultimately, it was they're partnering with a big. Firm, a big advertising firm in Boston that one of my best friends from high school, she works as a producer for.
Oh, cool.
So when they were looking for people, she was a producer on this particular music video, and she called me because she was like, hey, let's do the damn thing.
That's awesome, man.
So, you know, it's fun.
Giving back to the community.
Yeah, yeah. And then this weekend was bananas.
It sure was.
This weekend was absolutely, absolutely bananas.
Birthday weekend!
Yeah, so my birthday, as of recording this, was yesterday, but if you're listening to it sometime later, it was on Monday. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
I bought this hat for myself.
A blank hat?
A Boston Red Sox black hat.
Oh, I couldn't see the logo.
Yeah, you couldn't see the logo.
It's like,
I learned a lot about myself over the weekend. But one of the things was that fitted flat brimmed hats no longer fit the way I like.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I can't really wear those.
So I used to rock the flat fitted brim.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I've had hats like that for years. And that was my hat of choice for a very, very, very long time. And then basically I went into a Lids and I tried on a bunch of the hats. And I feel like the part where the logo is,
it's too like it sits on the tie.
It sits higher now.
I have the same problem.
And I'm like, this doesn't fit the way. And so then I found this, which is definitely a dad hat.
Yeah.
Because I am an internet dad.
You're old enough to be a dad.
I'm definitely an internet dad. and so basically this is one of those like it's a medium large hat.
Oh yeah,
it stretches a little
Woo!
Bit, and I'm like, oh well, that's where I'm at in my phase of life. So I bought two.
I've been there for a couple years.
I bought two, and that's where I'm at.
Oh,
but fun fact about my family is, basically, my birthday is the 25th. My sister's birthday is the 28th.
Uh-huh.
And then my cousin's birthday is the 30th.
That's crazy,
right? And all on my mom's side of the family. And so on my mom's side of the family, we have what's called community birthday.
There's a lot of striker knickknack happening in June.
Yeah, a lot of it.
With all the birthdays in March.
Yeah.
Summer knickknack.
Yeah, well, on my mom's, that's the Waldvogel side of the family.
Oh, the Waldvogels.
So anyway, we have community birthday. We all, my mom's side of the family all gets together and we all get together and we just celebrate one birthday. We've done it for forever. This has been like what we do.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we go to have community birthday and it's a potluck and we're all hanging out. And we notice that my grandmother, who has dementia and is a crazy person, has taken a ring. She wears really gaudy rings. And so it was supposed to be on like her ring finger, like on one of her hands. I believe it was her right hand.
Yeah.
And so she accidentally put it on the middle finger.
Uh-oh.
And it got stuck.
Oh, no.
And it swelled up. And nobody noticed it. But it was so swollen that we couldn't get the ring off.
Oh, my God.
And so everybody's like, well, maybe if we use, like, baby oil or maybe if we do this.
Crisco.
Or maybe, yeah. And I'm like, guys, it is so swollen. We have to go to the hospital.
Oh, that's not good.
We have to go to the hospital to find out, like, what is happening. And so finally, my mom, my dad, and I bring my grandmother to the emergency room, and they cut off the ring.
Oh, they're going to say cut off her finger.
Yeah, fortunately.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Fortunately, it was within enough time to save the finger.
Oof.
But the ring, it was like hollow on the upper inside.
Okay.
And it had swollen up into the ring. So it had created a suction, and we wouldn't have been able to slide it off.
Gotcha.
But it was the gnarliest looking thing, and the smell.
Oh God, I can only imagine.
Oh, it was all infected and stuff. So that's how we ended community birthday. But I tell you that because a bunch of my like cousins and aunts were asking like, "Oh, what are we doing with Nana? Why is Nana up and walking around? Why does she have shoes on?" And the entire time I'm like, because I won a golden ticket to a magical chocolate factory, and out of all of the able-bodied people, I decided to take her. We're about to sing a musical.
Oh,
number.
I love it.
We're about to sing a musical
nice
number.
Little Scampato reference.
Scampato, baby. That's what her finger looked like. Everything that you think of Scampato, that's what was under that ring. So that's,
oh my goodness,
that's what happened. That was community birthday this year, and it was nonsense. It was absolutely, absolutely nonsense. I'm very old now. So there it is.
Well,
there it is.
Other than your grandma's finger, I'm glad you had a swell birthday.
Yeah. The other fun part was going out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Stumbling to that bar.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That was a ton of fun.
It went to Stryker's house first, and then we went to the bar afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was beautiful.
Good time.
It was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. So
we got some hot pot last night.
Hot pot last night, baby. I love hot pot.
Hot pot sushi.
I'm going with Danny Russ.
Oh, fun.
Next week.
We're gonna go
get it.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Where's that?
He's got a place right by his house.
Oh, I'll go.
We talked about it.
Awesome.
We're gonna go. We'll figure it out.
Sick.
We'll figure it out. But now that all of that is out of the way, let's somebody else who is also my age contemporary.
Yeah.
Who, judging by looks, you wouldn't even think we were the same species. He made news over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And that would be Rob Gronkowski.
He sure did.
Rob Gronkowski, formerly of the New England Patriots,
breaks my heart.
Has decided to hang him up.
Breaks my heart. I'm not 100% sure if it's legit or not.
I think so only because coming into, so for those of you who are not familiar with Rob Gronkowski or his career, Rob Gronkowski was a tight end at the University of Arizona. And when he was going into, I believe, his junior year, he had to get back surgery.
Right.
And so because he had to get back surgery, he went from being a top five player in the draft to someone that got selected in like the third round.
Second round, I think?
Yeah, it was the second or third.
Yeah. Because Hernandez was first and then Gronk was second, I believe.
Right. And so basically the whole thing is this guy is going to be great if his back can hold up.
Sure.
You know, that was basically the thing coming out of college, right? And so, you know, do we want to take a flyer on his back holding up? And we've seen Rob Gronkowski have back issues over the course of these 9 years. And sure enough, I think that it got to the point where it's like, yeah, Gronk, you can have another major back surgery and prolong your career another 5 years, but who knows if you'll be able to walk after that.
Right, yeah.
Or hang it up now. You're still Gronk. You came out on top, and now you can parlay it into, you know, I want to say I was listening to a local Boston sports radio station. I don't know if he particularly listens to this show, but I think it might have been Jimmy Stewart's. Jimmy Stewart's Felger and Mass. But they were saying that, yeah, he might end up having a career kind of like Batista in movies, where it's like, and maybe not necessarily as good, but like, you're going to be the big, tall, intimidating guy in a lot of movies.
I'm not sure he's capable of
that. Well, the thing is, I don't need you to do much.
Have you seen his Dunkin' commercials?
I have seen his Dunkin' commercials, but I don't need you to do much.
Yeah.
Right? There's enough there to work if I don't have to have you carry something.
Okay.
Right? If we're doing Magic Mike 4 or whatever the hell number they're on now, you know, if you're in doing Magic Mike, then I don't need you to be one of the main strippers. I need you to be Kevin Nash.
Right, right.
Right? Kevin Nash in that movie is like the bouncer and says like three things. But, you know, yeah, I can get Rob Gronkowski to be that guy. And so I think that it's a good move for him. You know, you could also parlay it into something fun. Like, I don't know. It depends on what, you know, what's going to take off, but I'll just pull this out of a hat. Like, Rob Gronkowski would be a good ambassador to, like, obviously it's not a pro thing, but like a kids flag football show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
That's the type of thing that
I see Gronk doing, like Nickelodeon stuff.
Right. That's exactly what I think. Like, if Nickelodeon was to get into the flag football game, you know, he would be a great brand ambassador for something like that. So I think that there's stuff post football for him.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I'm just not sure if it's serious movie roles.
Oh, no, no, no. At no point did I think that he was going to be in The Godfather.
Yeah, no.
But, like, any sort of frat boy comedy, yeah, of course. I'm going to get Rob Gronkowski to be in there. Plus, I also think that having Rob Gronkowski in a frat boy comedy is exactly what he needs to be in.
Yeah, he missed the American Pie straight to DVDs by about 7 years.
Yeah, something like that. But there's got to be something new. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So now I ask you, as somebody who's watched his entire career, how do you feel, like, what do you think about reflecting on Rob Gronkowski?
I think we were very privileged to see one, if not the greatest tight end to ever play the game, here playing with the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. And we've been very, very fortunate. Even though the last couple of years he's been injury-ridden, he's missed quite a few games. He's even missed some key playoff games in his career. But, you know, I'm really going to miss watching him play if he is gone for good. Which I really don't think he is. I really don't. Just watching that dude like make plays that I've never seen any other football player make before.
Yeah.
Like I was watching a highlight video the other day, just like the broken tackles and like shoving guys off of him and breaking like four or five tackles running down the sideline, getting to the end zone, carrying three guys on his back while he's running. It's just like, it's unbelievable what he was capable of.
It was bananas. It was bananas watching him play, because I did the same thing where it's just like, man, you forget just how good he was.
Right.
You know, and so good for him, man. You know,
if he is gone, good for him getting out on while he can, you know?
Yeah. I, you know, obviously
you're
going to miss him.
Barry Sanders route.
Yeah, right. You know, it's better to be gone too early.
Sure.
You know, especially if...
Go out as champion.
Yeah, go out as champion. Get out of here. Leave because, you know, you saved all of it for that play at the end of the Super Bowl.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, the one big play they got
was
from Rob Gronkowski.
There was nothing... There wasn't,
led to the touchdown.
There wasn't much left in that tank.
Nope.
And, you know, I wouldn't want to see him embarrass himself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because that's the last memory you have of him, is being like, oh, yeah, no, I'm still Rob Gronkowski. You know, and, yeah, he's still a top 10 tight end, like, if he was to come back.
Sure, yeah.
But, you know, for a guy that you were expecting to kind of build your offensive passing game around, yeah, no, that he's not that guy anymore.
Right.
You know, and it's crazy when you watch older highlights from even 4 years ago.
Sure.
Where it's like, wow, man, like, no, you were...
No, you're a beast.
You were a monster, you know what I mean? Like, you are an all-time great.
The one thing that kind of makes me think that there's a good chance he will be back was the way the contract stuff worked out the last couple of years.
Right.
Where he got a new contract 2 seasons ago, but he wanted a beast contract. He wanted to be the top paid right. tight end in football. And they wouldn't give it to him. And they gave him an incentive-laden contract where 2 years ago he hit all the incentives and made a ton of money.
Right.
And then last year he didn't hit any of the incentives.
Yeah.
So he got paid a lot less last year. So this is, I feel like this might potentially be a bargaining chip for him.
Right.
Where, you know, you don't want to pay me, fine, I'm going to go away. And you're not going to get to use me. You're not going to get my talents.
Right.
And, you know, he could come back. He might skip training camp. He could come back. He might sit out the entire season and heal up and then come back next year because he'll only be 30 then.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, yeah, he's going to be 30 in a couple months.
Right.
But, yeah, you never know. I think he's going to hang it up. I think he's done just because okay. I think it's the back. I think it's what's your quality of life? You know what I mean? What's your quality of life?
I mean, I think it's very possible.
Yeah. What do you want it to be? I think you have the ability to do other things. So right. go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
You know? But yeah, I'm excited to kind of see what happens.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I'm kind of see what happens.
They got to start making some moves here.
Right. It's going to be very interesting to see what the New England Patriots do.
It's like Rob Gronkowski's kind of been your backbone, even though he has been hurt, like we were saying. He's kind of been the backbone of your offense and Tom Brady's sort of crutch
right.
with the very mediocre receivers core the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And now you lost Danny Amendola. He's not coming back. You know, you lost
Hogan.
Hogan's not coming back. You lost Cordarrelle Patterson. He's not coming back.
Right.
Edelman's the only guy that's there. And now Gronkowski's out of the picture. So it's right. like, and then they didn't go after Antonio Brown. You know,
I don't think AJ Green's off the table.
You don't think so?
I think AJ Green is going to be what they do with the draft.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's what I think.
Okay.
I think that you're going to find that the Bengals are in a rebuild. The Patriots have enough capital.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to get AJ Green.
I mean, yes. Yes, please.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But that's the type of move that the Patriots are going to make. Because they can't go back into another year like this.
No, God, no.
They can't go into another year like this. Their receiving core was garbage
yep.
at the beginning of the year.
Right now, it's your depth chart is Julian Edelman and 13. What's his name?
Oh,
I
God.
Can't think of his name.
Yes, but yeah.
Yeah.
That guy. That guy.
Wow. I'm just total brain fart right now.
Yep. It's not Nate Burleson.
No.
It's... I was just playing. I just got
Philip Dorsett.
Philip Dorsett.
Thank you.
I was like, I was just playing, and I had Philip Dorsett score touchdown. Playing Madden. But yeah. That is, so it'll be very, very interesting to see kind of where they go.
Sure
it's
will.
Going to be also very interesting. How do you feel about the Packers and the Bears
I think opening it's up great. On
Thursday night football?
I would much rather be on Sunday night. I don't like when my team plays Thursday night.
I don't either. But I also, like, anybody that thinks, like, for people that are outside the New England area, our fan base is crazy and stupid, right? And they will take this as like, oh, the NFL is slighting us. And it's just like, no, man, this is a pretty cool thing. It's the 100th meeting
right.
between these two, or it's the 100th season.
100 years.
It's 100 years with these two. It's like, yeah, man, like, make it, like, this is the kickoff. Like,
yeah.
You don't have 100 years every time. It just so happens
right.
that the Patriots were there, but this isn't some sort of weird, stupid slight.
No, and you're also not playing Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you're playing
Sunday night. You're playing the first primetime game of the season.
Yeah, that's the real primetime game, because nobody cares about Monday Night Football anymore.
Right.
You know, so it'll be interesting. We'll kind of cover that closer to what
sure,
we end up
yeah.
doing.
Yep.
But let's shift because there's some stuff came out earlier today, I believe.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It was either today or yesterday, but the most anticipated movie of all time has officially released its runtime.
Oh, my God. I got so excited when I saw this.
So it's been going back and forth as to what the runtime of Avengers Endgame was going to be.
I was hoping for 3.5.
I was hoping for 3.5 too, but people were speculating as to like what this was going to be. Were they going to try and cut it down? Because Infinity War was 2.5 hours.
Right.
So it was a long movie at 2.5 hours.
But it never slowed down.
Oh, that movie. Well, that's the beauty of the way these movies are built.
All of them right? are pretty long.
You get all of the exposition out of the way in the subsequent movies, right? Every single phase leads to the end point, which is just right. It's the end game. Ha 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 ha. But you look at it and it's just like, we have Captain Marvel so that Captain Marvel can just show up and be here at the beginning of Endgame, or the at the beginning of Endgame, so that we don't have to explain who she is. It's as if these people know exactly what they're doing. It's bananas. It's just like, yeah, we all know each other and we hang out. Yeah, let's go fight this bad guy. Because that's really what you came to see.
Exactly.
Is this intricate plot of a bunch of characters that all know each other and we're just going.
Yep.
It's going to be 3 hours of...
And 2 minutes.
3 hours and 2 minutes. The 2 minutes are going to be the end credits.
Yeah, here. Right.
That's really what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Those last 2 minutes.
What do you expect from the end credits now? Because this is essentially the final... straw, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting because we have built to this crescendo.
Right.
Right? And so I don't know what we're going to do because even the original Avengers movie sets up this one.
Right, exactly.
And so this is the end to this movie.
Yes.
And
I would, saga.
I would assume that there's either no end credit scene or... or it's something so crazy that makes it's like a season finale where it's like, well, what's going to happen now? Because the Far From Home is the next movie.
Yep.
And I don't think that the end credit scene of this one is going
to lead into Far From Home.
Is going to lead into Far From Home.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it's going to. I think it's going to be closer to the shawarma scene.
Okay.
Because if you remember the original Avengers movie,
yep.
There was a mid-credit scene that had to do with Thanos. And then the
That's
end,
right, yep.
And then the end-credit scene was shawarma.
Okay.
So I would imagine them the end-credit scene is all going to be every Avenger sitting having shawarma.
I love that.
At the like Avengers compound.
Deal.
That's what I believe is going to happen. Just because that's such a fun full circle moment, because Infinity War, like I said, like it kicked off Thanos in that mid credit scene, but the end credit scene was very much just like an end up wrap up.
Yep.
You know, like, haha, this was just a fun little thing that we did. So I would expect something similar for the end credit of Endgame.
I love that idea.
And I would do, that's what I would do if I was Kevin Feige.
Sure.
I'd be like, look, here's the deal. Everybody's going to be eating shawarma at the where at the Avengers like place.
Now I heard a rumor that Black Widow is supposedly getting her own movie.
Yes.
Where do you think that sort of fits in here?
So Black Widow getting her own movie
is that to be like post?
It could be
Endgame?
A prequel. It could,
or be a prequel.
Like it could be another one where it's just like this is how she became Black Widow.
Okay.
It could take place outside of it could take place in the continuity. It really kind of depends on what is happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The idea, nobody knows where we go from Endgame, because you could always, leading up to Endgame, figure out that Thanos was the ultimate goal, right? Like it was something to do with the Infinity Stones. It was something to do with Thanos. So all of the movies subsequently built on that.
Yeah.
Whereas I have no idea what the Black Widow movie could be, because I don't know what the main arching plot of like movie number two is.
Makes sense.
So it'll be really interesting. They released a bunch of posters as well.
Those are so cool.
And the posters are really awesome.
I love how there's every single character too, which is really neat.
Yeah.
And all the ones who didn't get snapped are still in full color. And all the ones who disappeared in the snap are all black and white.
Yeah, they're really good at what they do.
And they all say Avenge the Fallen.
Yeah, it's awesome how put together everything is and how...
It really is.
How well done it is, because I've never seen a movie franchise. There has been no movie franchise that has been able to have this level of success sustained over this long period
sure.
of time, because there are some real clunkers
oh, yeah.
in the James Bond franchise mm-hmm. and there are some
look
real
at DC.
There are yeah DC, but there's real clunkers in the Indiana Jones franchise
yep.
and then there's all and you know there's only four movies in that franchise.
The last one was so bad.
The last one is the worst. Then you look at like you know Star Wars.
Yep.
The first three two movies are really good.
Yep.
Third one's okay, and then the prequels aren't great, and then yep. you know it's hit or miss with how you feel about the new ones.
Right.
You know, it's just like...
I watched Solo the other day for the first time, and I liked it.
Solo... So you watched it for the first time.
So my theory was right. Did I tell you what I thought happened?
No.
So I went to see... When I had MoviePass,
right.
I went to see Solo at the Braintree Movie Theater, and it was the weekend it came out.
Right.
And I think I went into the wrong theater, because... I went in and like the movie was already going, but okay. I didn't know that. And so I went in at the scene where he's sitting at the table with Lando Calrissian.
Oh, yeah. That's way into right. the movie.
So I sat there and I thought that was the beginning. Like, oh, this is how he obtains the Millennium Falcon. Yeah, oh, right. This is cool. And I rewatched it the other day and I missed like 45 minutes before that.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
So this is I feel the same way about Solo that I feel about Ant-Man and the Wasp. Right. Ant-Man and the Wasp came out on the heels of Avengers Infinity War. And you're so high on how awesome that movie was that when it didn't factor in to the Infinity War story at all, you got disjointed and you were just so mad that it didn't carry on that story that I didn't watch it until... October and maybe even November. Yeah, it had to have been November. November is when I watched it and I liked it. But the reason I liked it is because I didn't have Infinity War so fresh in my brain.
Right.
Right? Because, I mean, hell, I saw The Incredibles 2 and I loved The Incredibles 2, but I still wanted them to deal with the repercussions of Thanos' snap. You know what I mean? Like, that's how impactful that movie was. And so I feel the same way about Solo, where it's like, Solo, there was just so much mega movie fatigue off of, like, coming up to Solo.
Sure.
That it's like, yeah, Solo would have been a pretty good movie. It would have been a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
But
Rogue One was really well received.
Rogue One was really good. We saw that together. But I think that if Solo was a December release... And away from Infinity War.
Sure, which is weird that it was in May. It's because weird. All of the Star Wars movies were in December.
Right, and so if they stuck to that, like, April-May Marvel movie and November-December Star Wars movie schedule, I think people would have liked Solo. Like, it wasn't perfect. The guy that played Solo...
Wasn't great.
He looked exactly like a young Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
But that's where the similarities end.
Right, exactly.
You know, I thought that the movie was pretty good. I thought Woody Harrelson did a great job, that's because he does a great job. Donald Glover was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Vision was in it.
Yeah, Vision was in it. I popped hard for Darth Maul at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so there was enough in that movie that I think would be, you know, that was really fun, but... Yeah, it was frustrating to, you know, that it wasn't as well received because of its timing.
Yeah,
and place.
It's too bad.
You know, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, that is on Disney, right? You know,
sure is.
You want to take a thing where they're not infallible. That's definitely one of them.
Right.
It's like you
too much too soon.
You set that movie up for failure. You know, you're lucky. You're lucky that Aladdin and Endgame aren't there's not enough crossover.
Yeah.
Where they're going to cannibalize each other, you know, because there are going to be kids that just aren't ready for Endgame.
Right.
And there are going to be kids that just aren't in the superhero movies that are going to be more into Aladdin.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just, but, you know, it's crazy just how much for a company that I want to say like 8 to 10 years ago was going to get bought out by Comcast.
It's crazy, right?
It's bananas that it's like, oh, no, you own everything.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah, and, you know, this is obviously not a show. This is not the show to do this. But it's just so crazy. The transition from Michael Eisner into Bob Iger. Mm-hmm. Those are the CEOs of... the Disney, Walt Disney Corporation, and how, like, it feels like Michael Eisner came in, had a bunch of great ideas, and then just never evolved or something.
Well, Michael Eisner was very focused on the parks aspect of things, where Bob Iger seems to be sort of doing everything.
Bob Iger is phenomenal and should never leave.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I if I'm the board, I don't want him to go.
Oh, Disney rules the friggin' universe right now.
Yeah, I don't, again, because I'm pretty sure that the Comcast deal, The Comcast, or the potential buyout from Comcast, came under Eisner, and he got ousted, and Iger basically saved the whole thing.
Yep.
And so it's like, so he was your savior from Jump Street, if I remember the timeline correctly.
I think you're right, yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, so then he acquires Pixar, which mm-hmm. was a damaged relationship under Eisner. And he buys Pixar, and then he buys Star Wars, and then he buys Marvel. And it's just like, man, you fixed Shanghai Disneyland, which was an absolute, I mean, not Shanghai Disneyland, a Hong Kong Disneyland, which was a disaster mm-hmm. at the beginning. And now that park is thriving.
Yep.
And then, you know, so close to Shanghai Disneyland, then Tokyo Disneyland, Disney Sea, and now the announcement of Disney Space, which is like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Then obviously California Adventure, you've revamped that entire park
yep.
to make it actually worth going to.
Disneyland Paris.
Disneyland Paris is now, it's getting a Marvel expansion. Like, I want to go to, when that happens, like, I just want to go to that Marvel Land just because the, you know, the one Disney World I go to is owned.
The one that can't have the Marvel stuff.
The one that can't have the Marvel stuff. But I said it the other day, and I think it's the funniest thing, that you look at, you look at Universal Studios, and as it sits right now, not all of them, because obviously Harry Potter is probably the largest reason to Universal, but after that and before it came, the two biggest draws were the Marvel Island and the Simpsons Springfield.
Right.
Like those were, and now those are both owned by Disney.
That's crazy.
Like, that's so,
it's absolutely insane.
It's absolutely bananas. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see where that goes. But yeah, is there anything else you want to?
I don't think so. I think we're good for tonight.
Yeah, I think we're good for tonight. We're going to get on out of here. Shazam opens this weekend. I'm very excited to see it. I think I'm going to go
see it.
That's
this weekend?
I believe it's this weekend.
I think it's the Friday before Endgame.
Is it? No, it's like, I'm pretty sure it's like this weekend.
Oh, really? I remember looking it up, and I thought it was the Friday before Endgame.
But
I could be wrong.
I'm going to look it up right now, because reviews are coming in for the movie.
Okay.
Like, actual, like, people are like, I've seen press screenings of it, and
April 5th.
April 5th. Oh, so next week.
So next week.
Next week.
Gotcha.
That's fine. All right. So let's get on out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to
Late
Night.
Thank you, everybody.
Night, Liam. Happy birthday to me.
Yes, happy birthday
because
to you.
I'm awesome.
The big 3-0.
Yeah, baby. So is that a half-life crisis? Can I have a midlife crisis at 30?
If you plan on dying at 60, yeah, sure.
Sure, why not, right? Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to buy a hot rod because I can. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. The next time you'll hear from us is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we have a confirmed guest.
Not confirmed yet.
So we don't have a confirmed guest, but we might have somebody on the wrestling show that might, you know, be worth watching. And I might be talking about them in a commercial that you've heard during the main show. You never know. So hints are no fun unless you share with everyone, and I'm not sharing. So tune in to everything we got going on. Follow me at LiamNAI, at Bill Neville NAI, and the main account at New Age Insiders. Follow everything we got going on at NewAgeInsiders.com. That movie show, follow at Mike Wendt. Follow Jamie and Scotty and Rich, and they got a bunch of stuff going on with For the Pops.
Oh, yeah.
For the Pops and Let the Chaos Begin. I don't know what Chip's doing.
Who knows?
Who knows? He's just yucking it up on a banana peel. And together we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
Good night, everybody.